All right, so tonight we're going to take a look at the Baal Amor on the same sugya, on Pehei Amud Beis. If you remember, so the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Sheves Rona Soki Ilu Shomer Kishuin. Right, so someone who, let's say, has a, Rashi in the Mishnah explains that these are cases. Rashi says, Sheves kol yomei acholi rono so ki ilu shomer kishun v'notzen z'chiraso shel kol yom shari ein roi la malacha kveda afilu belo choli shari nikta yado v'ragla v'hu kfar notzen lo demehen. So Rashi says, like, this person, there's really, you're dealing, the cases you're dealing with someone who's changed permanently. He's not roy to malacha kveda. He's not roy to do like the heavy malacha used to do. Even after he heals, he's not going to be. So the Gemara says that, the Mishnah says that, how do you pay sheves? It says, rono so ki ilu shoma kishuin. So the Gemara wants to know, well, why is it, this is someone who may well have had a more sophisticated job, so why is it shomer kishuin? So the Gemara says, "Vim tomer laksa midas adin diki misbach agavra lav agra deshomer kishuinu shakel aladoli dovla v'shakel agra." This is a guy that's going to go on to bigger and better things. So why are we paying sheves as a job he never had, which is the most menial task in the labor force? Inami azal b'shliach, where he could do other types of jobs v'shakel agra, and he could make money doing other things. If it's a busted leg, you know, he could be a show of mayim. If it's a busted arm, he could be a shliach. So it said, the Gemara's answer is, midas adin lo luxa, shekvar nosin lo deme yado v'deme raglo. The Gemara's answer is, well, the Mishnah says, kvar nosin lo, right? So the Mishnah says, kvar nosin lo, that seems to imply, kvar nosin lo, that you've given him in nezek something that offsets this loss in Sheves. So we did Rashi on what that is. So now we're going to do the Baal Amor, explaining what it means, Kfar Nosen Lo. So the Baal Amor says, the Divrei Maskil is V'im Tomar. So the Baal Amor says, first he asks the question, he says, He says, "V'im kein kol hayamim shenafal amishkav, ve'eno nosin lo schar de doli davla lenichbal baragla v'lo biyado, o sheves dazel b'shichusei v'shakel agra lenichbal biyado biyado v'lo baraglo." So, if this guy has an injury, and we're assuming he's going to later have some better job than Shomer Kishuin, depending on whether it's a leg injury or an arm injury. And while he's lying there and not working, if you don't pay him for this other job that he's going to get, which is, he's just sort of recapitulating the Gemara's question, Luxamidas Adin, you've shortchanged him. So he's going to try to, now the Baal Amor is going to try to explain what Kfar Nosen Lo means. Rashi held Kfar Nosen Lo basically meant that you've sort of paid him already for this future loss that's going to happen. So you don't have to pay him. So you've paid him basically for everything. According to Rashi, you've paid him for what you've taken away from him. So then all you have to do, so Nezek includes all the losses that job entails. And now, according to Rashi, you just have to pay for those couple days that he's actually not working. But you haven't, we don't say it's Luxamidas Adin, because included in the Nezek payment is essentially what you've taken away from him by his demotion in the workforce. So the Baal Amor is going to give his approach now to what Kfar Nosen Lo means. How does this offset? Why does this shift to Shomer Kishuin? So he says, because you still have a question, no matter what you say. If you say Kfar Nosen Lo, If you say that the Nezek includes the Sheves, you still are left with a problem, because if the Nezek includes the Sheves, why do you pay Sheves at all then? You know, if you say that, okay, the Nezek includes everything he's going to do, so then you're going to have to say it includes what he's going to do except those couple of days while he's lying in bed, and for that you pay Sheves. Okay, so this is what the Baal HaMor says. He says, Yesh la'ashev lach, midas hadin lo laksa, shekfar nosen lo demei yado v'demei raglo, mi oso shah shechavabo, shiron oso kama haya yafa, v'kama hu yafa, va'omdemoso me'achshav kama yihiyah yafa, la'acher shiyakel mimishkavo, v'yisrapa minachavala. V'im kein nimsa b'chlal demei yado v'demei raglo, shivtu shebechol yom v'yom mihahi malacha shebatol minei, shehaya ragobo, kodem shiyehe chavo. V'hi malacha gadola, kagon chayet, o... I guess that's Saper. Oh, Negar. Oh, Nukav Margolios. V'im zos ha-malacha shahaya ragobo mikodem. Let me just stop there for a minute. So he says, here's what you do. He says, really, this is how Nezek works. So he's trying to explain how Kfar Nosen lo. Because he's saying, by not paying him this great job he's going to have, by paying him for this menial job for the week that he's never going to have, you haven't shortchanged him. Because really, how does Nezek work? Nezek works, now he doesn't just say you pay him in Nezek how much he's going to, you don't just pay him the difference between how much he was worth before and how much he's worth when he gets better. He says you really account for a whole series of things. He's the first person to say this. He says what you look at is how much he was worth before, how much he's worth now when he's injured, and then how much he's going to be worth. And you take all that into consideration. So that when and this is the way I think that we're going to look at the Ramban. I think this is the way they learn the Baal HaMor, because it's a machlokas how you learn the Baal HaMor, I think. But basically he's saying that you take into account the difference between what he used to make, what he's going to make in the future, like what he lost in terms of income, and also what he's losing this week. So it's kind of like anyone who's going to buy him is going to, if you sold him in the shuk right now, anyone who's going to buy him would say, listen, the difference between what he was worth like 20,000 bucks. Now he's worth like 10,000 bucks, but that's only when he gets better and he can be a shoy of mayim. But I'm not buying, when I'm going to buy him right now, he's going to be in bed for 4 weeks. So I'm going to also subtract from his value the time that he can't work, because I'm buying him now. So that is included in Nezek. The time off work is included in Eved Nimkar B'Shuk, because you're buying a sick guy who's convalescing and is going to have to get better.
Nezek.
This is Kfar Nosen Lo. This is all part of Nezek. This is what Demei Yado means. This is why it's not Luxa Midas Hadin to not pay him for a good job, just for Shomer Keshuin. So the Baal HaMor says, so this is called Sheves Gedola. Sheves Gedola is included in Nezek. So the Gemara calls Nezek Sheves Gedola. It's like included in the Nezek payment is his lost value in the economy, right? His what you've taken away from him in terms of his economic leverage, in addition to his convalescence, appears to be worked into this. So he says, now this is where the Baal HaMor gets a little trickier to understand. Okay, so far, basically you've just said that Nezek includes Sheves. All right, so then what's Sheves for? Why are we paying Sheves Katana, Shomer Keshuin? You just said that basically in the Nezek payment includes Demei Yado, basically is Sheves. You're basically saying that how do we calculate Demei Yado? We basically determine how much less you can make, and we include your convalescence in that. So that's Sheves. We're done. So why do we need a Sheves? So here's the Baal HaMor says. He says, and I think Rashi would hold that he would agree that you're paying in terms of what you've taken away from the guy. You're certainly paying the difference in what he was versus what he is now. But Nezek would not include this week. what he was making. According to the Balamar, it appears that Nezek would include what he was making this week.
At his old job again? Or what,
well,
this week is only what he could make if once he gets healed, not at his old job, right?
Well, that's a good question. The Balamar doesn't spell it out. If you read the Balamar himself, you would think that he's saying, if you listen to what he says, he says, Ve'im kein nimsa b'chlal d'me yado v'd'me raglo shiftu shebechol yom v'yom miha hi malacha shebatol mine shehaya ragoba mikodem shehe chavol mikodem shehe chavol v'hi malacha gadola kagon chayet usaper onegar onukav margolios. He says, so that would seem to imply that you're paying him
the original.
But the way most people learn is that he's just saying that you're mavatalim from that, but what you're really going to pay him for is the week off of the Shoev Mayim. It's not so clear from the Balamor. But one way or the other, it's being worked into the wage. I'm not exactly sure. We'll keep reading the Balamor, because I think later he sort of seems to say that it's more the Shoev Mayim thing.
Over here, it sounds like you're paying him for the
Mikodem. Yeah, you're paying him for the Shahaya Ragobo Mikodem Shiye Chavel. You're paying him for what he was Ragel before he was injured. Then he says, V'im zos ha-malacha Shahaya Ragobo Mikodem, lo haya yachalasa sima malacha acheres, kigon zu sha'ata omar shiasa la'achishiyas rafa, v'hi dali davla, v'azal b'shlichusei. He says, and when he was a jeweler, he wasn't able to do two jobs at once. He was really only able to do one job. Okay, I don't know where he's going with this, but he wouldn't be able to, let's say, be a Shoev Mayim and a Nukav Margolios. The job that you said that he's going to have in the future, he wouldn't be able to do that with a Nukav Margolios job. Hilkach kevin shenosen lo deme yado v'deme raglo v'hi sheves gedola. Since you're paying him Sheves Gedola from the job that he can't do, which again, sounds a lot like you're paying him Sheves from his old job, right? From the Nukav Margolios job. He says, Nichlal in that is the job that you're saying is less, like the Shoev Mayim, the job that you're saying he's going to be able to do in the future, is nichlal in that payment.
Well, if you're paying him as a carpenter, it's going to be more than...
Yeah, but I'm not sure what he means, because you just say that you don't have to pay him that, because you're paying him as a carpenter, you're not going to pay him as both. But he says that is nichlal in that. You basically don't... Included in that, you don't have to pay him this other thing. However that works out. You don't have to pay him as a Shoev Mayim, but partially because he could never do both jobs. Okay? However, V'lama haya b'chlala, shahar lo haya le yachala osik ba ima malacha rishona shaya ragaba. V'amazik far nosin lo shivtu mi osu malacha debatu mine. So from here it sounds like the Balamor is saying, you pay the guy for the old wage. You pay the guy for Sheves. For the Nezek payment basically includes Sheves from Nukav Margolios.
Right.
Right? And therefore, you don't have to pay him as a Shoev Mayim, and it's not Luxamidas Adin. Lefikach ein shaman achshav shivtu ala hakala shebekalos. So then you don't pay him Sheves except the most diminished, the most anemic, the least skilled labor possible. V'hi shomer kishuin she'il malei hayarotza hayayachol la'asuk ba imalachto harishona. Why do you pay him a shomer kishuin? Because if he'd wanted to, he could have been a shomer kishuin at the same time he was the Nukav Margolios. V'nimsa biyado shtei malachas ka'achas. HaRishona Shayaragaba, Vihia Gadola, Vaha Khishuva, Vazuha Kala Shmiras Kishuan, Shahaya Yochala Sosima. So you pay him for two jobs now. You're paying him for Sheves Gadola for the job that he did, and you're paying him Sheves Katana because he could really do those two jobs together. sounds very.
Yeah.
It's an explanation for the Gemara that it's lo luxamidas adin because you've already kvar nosen lo, and it also explains shevas katana, but it doesn't certainly doesn't seem to be a lot of logic to it. Like, because this guy could have had a moonlighting job, which he didn't, you pay him both, and that explains what shevas katana is.
Besides that, I just don't see it being fair to the mazik.
Okay, I think the Ramban is going to point that out.
I also thought that within the nezik payment of Demei of Shavar Nosimo Demei Yodo, he was already paying for that convalescence period.
He is.
As a Shomer Kishoyin.
Not as a Shomer Kishoyin. He's paying only as being Mavato, the primary, the Shevas Gedola. As being Mavato, the Malacha Rishona.
Like the Nuka Margolis,
yes.
Or something.
Yes.
So then I understand where the place of the Shomer Kishoyin.
Yeah, so he's saying that since this guy could have been, he's explaining the Gemara that you have to pay Shevas Katana even though Kfar Nosen Lo. Because no matter what, you're left with this question. If Kfar Nosen Lo includes Shevas Gedola, what do you have Shevas Katana for? That does have to be explained one way or the other. Now Rashi, I think, was saying that the point is that Shevas Gedola, that Kfar Nosen Lo doesn't cover this week. It just covers basically the difference between what he used to make and what he will make, but not this week. So this week you have to pay him something. So it's Shomer Kishuin. The Balamor explained the Gemara Kfar Nosen Lo sort of to include this week, being Mavato from Shevas Gedola. And then he says, therefore, you have to sort of explain Shevas Katana. And so he says Shevas Katana comes from this thing that this guy could have done two jobs. He says, Vehu Kishinosen Lo Deme Yado Vihi Shevas Gedola, Ein Bechlal Shevas Zu Elahahi Malacha de Bottle Mine Mimena. Lefikach Mosaflot Od Shmiras Kishuin. Therefore, you add Shomer Kishuin. Sheil Molei Hayarotze Hayachal Asos Mikar Imalachdo Ula Suso Kishias Rafa. He could have done it from before, and he can also do it when he gets better, like with the show of Mayim. It could also be a Shomer Kishuin. Vehua din l'shmiras ha-pesach. B'shekata esraglo. Same thing, Shomer Pesach. Va'af opi shezu ha-ish, shezeh ish lo haya darko lasos im malachto harishona b'malacha cheres. Even though we know that this guy was not very ambitious, and he wasn't a moonlighter, and he never, ever would have done two jobs, nonetheless, zeres ha-kosef hi. Me'achar shehu nosen lo demei sheves b'makom nezek iata yachol l'shumo so alakach she'anezek hu demei yado u'b'chol lehi malacha debotel mine. Says there's a custom that you pay him shomer kishuin, even though this guy was the laziest guy on the planet and he barely did his first job.
Basically, the idea of sheves is to pay somebody his full potential, even if he's not actualizing it. But it's like a maximum penalty. It's like literally like a penalty to the max, descriptively here, because he's saying...
I know, but that this guy...
It has to include Chavez, and it has to include the minimum, and the minimum is his idea of being a carpenter if you learn it this first way. And he's saying, so what can the
why, but that, why
would... We have a leader of Chavez, and therefore it has to mean that it's adding to this thing, because he seems to take it as a premise. You definitely included Nichla within Nezek. It's unjust for Nezek not to include the differential.
Okay.
Nezek has to include the differential. For whatever reason, that's his premise.
Okay.
So therefore, Shevis comes along, and what else could it mean other than, there's a potential that this guy could have two jobs. We have to, the Shevis is the, I mean, it doesn't sound like intuitively right to do that, and it doesn't seem fair to the Mazik, because especially if the guy is like a lazy bum.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying, right?
I mean, he definitely is saying it's exerce a custom and you have to pay him both. You're giving a reason, and your reason is that you're saying you have to pay him
his full potential, potentially he could work two jobs.
But what? Yeah, and I hear that. That is a reasonable hypothesis.
You can't say the guy is going to be a carpenter times two.
Nope.
That's unreasonable.
But right.
A guy watching a cucumber field, you can actually do some carpentry, and it doesn't. By the way, it doesn't mean moonlighting. It doesn't necessarily have to mean moonlighting. It could mean you could be a carpenter and you could do your carpentering work while you're watching the field simultaneously. Not necessarily that you're doing job one then job two.
Well, he says Shomer Sepesach, you know, like...
I know, so that's basically a brain dead job where you could, you know, be working at your trade.
Fair enough. Sepesach. Yep.
Not necessarily...
Right, it doesn't have to be that. I just meant moonlighting as an extra source of income.
Right.
Yeah, but it could be simultaneous. Okay, so one possibility is, so you're saying that Sheves is kind of a, it sounds like not something that we usually do in Nezek.
I mean, this whole concept that...
I mean, because really you're trying to pay him Sheves, you're trying to pay him for what you've been mevatel mi malachto. I mean, that's always kind of been the thing, and Sheves has always been seen, there's a question of how it's a grumma. You know, it always seems to be that you've done something that there's actually a hefsid there, that there's a damage. Now here it's grumma damage, but you've taken something away. Now here you're saying that this guy didn't do the two jobs. He did one job. So say pay him whatever he did, but you're saying no, you have to pay him whatever someone could conceivably do, whether or not that job is available and whether the job, this guy would ever do it. And that, and then you have a question the other way. How is that not lux amidus adin? Like the whole point here, the whole Gemara starts with a question.
Lux amidus adin in reverse. In
yeah, it's lux amidus adin for the mazik, right. Not for the nizek anymore.
Right.
And you're going to pay this guy for, I mean, you know, as an employer, I'm sure if someone came to you and say, listen, I was off work, so I want the disability, but, you know, I could have worked a couple more jobs while I had this job. You probably wouldn't want to go along with that and say, yeah, that's reasonable.
The employer doesn't pay disability. State or secondary policy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think we answered this last time. I forgot. The whole concept of this thing being Nichlal under Nezek is still...
That was Rashi. Let's forget Rashi.
He's saying that Midin Nezek, the differential of the fact that you're not a carpenter, he's also taking it as a given. He's going full throttle.
He's saying we're paying you for everything you've lost by losing that arm, which is a work thing.
$50 an hour job.
Yes. Right. That's what your hand's worth.
The cucumber thing is worth $5. Yeah. But that's the point is that's not what your hand is worth. Your hand is worth, one could argue, your hand is worth just an overall, whatever the Eved Nimkar V'Shuk is. So
he's saying Eved Nimkar V'Shuk, though, is a way of appraising the value, the change in value from one labor to another. He's not taking Eved Nimkar V'Shuk to be a literal, how much is this guy worth as an Eved? He's kind of taking it to mean, and when we think about the economy, Eved Nimkar V'Shuk, meaning if this, we were going to estimate the value of this part of the economy, the guy laboring in this job versus that job. Eved Nimkar V'Shuk is sort of a euphemism, the way he's learning it, for the difference in market value between what he was doing and what he will be doing.
Just the classic case of Nezek, right?
And yeah.
By the way, this has to be like... with the type of damage you're talking about, it has to be like a permanent type of damage.
He said, yeah, this is the case in the Mishnah. You chop off a guy's hand or his leg. Very simple.
You give the guy you sprain the guy's arm.
No, because we're going to do that later. The Gemara, Sofa Lechazor is another sugya, which we will do.
Right.
Totally so different deal.
Irreparable.
Yep.
And so is there another way of looking at it, like what someone would pay to have something like that done to them?
That was sorry. No, that's not how we do this. This is just...
Everybody agrees that you have to go through this, whether it's literal or not, but this idea of
yes.
The value
yes.
That arm brought.
Yes. So some metric of the change in value that comes with not being able to use an arm in the workforce.
Right. So it has to be like, for instance, if I just chopped your earlobe off or something, you can still hear...
That's we're going to do that case in the Gemara. The Gemara says exactly that, right, Aaron? The Gemara says exactly that. Tip of your ear, your nose, not a nezek issue.
It's just a busha thing, a busha.
It's going to be, what was it, Aaron? Was it boshas or was it?
What? That case? Off the tip of the ear or yeah. The tip of the nose? Well, it's not you're high v'chamisha devarim, but it's a word in the hunch here as to who it goes to. if it's purely la'atzmo.
Oh, right,
then
right.
No.
That one doesn't go because there was no nezek, so it doesn't go to Rabbo. It just goes to him. So it's just sar, bosh, just whatever.
Well, it's because it's not that there's no nezek. I thought it was because like there's no.
No.
There's no shevis.
I think there's no nezek issue, so you don't have to worry about the ra. Oh. You don't have. There's no shevis. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right. We'll get to that later. There's no shevis. Right, but you're right. There's no something. I'm not sure what the nezek would be with that.
But over here, it's a functional thing.
There might be nezek.
It's work related.
Because there may be nezek, by the way, with things that are a mum. We'll do that later. Even if they don't seem like they would be directly related to work, mum matters in a funny way. But let's hold that aside.
That's a mum that goes away or mum that.
Mum that doesn't go away.
No, even if it goes away,
I know, we'll get to that. All these things we'll get to.
The point of the matter here, we're talking about something that is directly, like the measuring stick for it is directly related to function.
Yes.
Function is related to production.
It's on the tape. Yeah.
And function is related to production.
Okay.
So what he's saying is that, therefore, I think that's, that's, I'm just...
It's totally reasonable. I agree with you. He's explaining Kfar Nosen Lo Dmei Yado is explained. Nezek, basically, Shevis seems superfluous in this formulation in a way. Because you're basically saying Nezek is essentially a broad form of Shevis.
Right.
Now, the only question is, do you include this week? So if you don't include this week and you just talk about the difference between where he's going to be when he heals and where he used to be... So then you have room for Shevis. Because
he's including this week.
Yes. He seems to be including this week, the bittul from the being mavatal from this week. And I'll read the Ramban who sort of explains the Balamor. It's not going to get us any further, just to make it clear that it includes this week, I think.
Okay, but wait. So fine. To include this week, I think that's reasonable, just as reasonable to include the week.
I mean, then it seems very it's pretty much not a whole lot of room for other Shevis. I mean, you have no taina that you owe me money for anything else.
Well, again, unless you say this other thing that I'm saying about, like, the reality is that because the nezek includes, it makes sense that the nezek should include.
Okay, good.
So it's not like
let's say that's true.
It's crazy to say that it includes even the week because at the end of the day,
I mean, that's
you can't work this week because of him. And he created the nezek.
I know, but Shevis, that could be what Shevis is, but okay, that's the way Rashi learns. But okay, let's say, so once you have the Balamor's premise that it's all bundled.
Because then it sounds like you said, like he's saying it's exeris akasov, meaning there's no really, in other words, there is no logical thing to exeris akasov. It just has to mean that because we already know what's logical, and this is logical to say that this is nezek, therefore it seems like he's saying... This Xeris Akasov has to just mean an extra knas. And the knas would be that he could, have the potential to work the secondary job, and that's your knas that you're paying. Nothing fancier than that.
Yeah. I mean, that's one way to learn it.
Is it nonish?
I mean, if you say that, then it's just an extra one piled on. You already have, why would you need another one? It's got to have some function. Let me read the Ramban, not to get us any further in explanation, but just to clear, just so that we can feel comfortable that we read the Balamor right. He says
that would be like it is strange. I agree, but like so that is what Shevis is. That's weird to say that, right?
That it's weird to say
that Shevis is always going to be this fifth category. Like all other categories, there's like a conceptual thing behind it, like
this is Xeris Akasov to just max it out for a fantasied second job. Yes, I agree. There's something not satisfying about that.
Right.
So the Ramban says, he says Tema Ani. He says Lama Harech Vaharbe Kol Ilu Hadvarim. He says Omar Akasov. I'm sorry. He says Tema Ani Lama Harech Vaharbe Kol Ilu Hadvarim. He says, "Ukumeduma li shikachu toref pirusho." He's like not sure. The Balamor spent a lot of time, and it's true. Like when we read it, he sort of was very prolix about describing what he basically holds. His shita is not that complicated. Whether it seems very intuitive or not, or commonsensical is different, but it's not that complicated. He says, "Kachu toref pirusho." This is how he sees the fact that the bottom line of his pirish. Shishamino so, kishihu chola, kama hu shava, v'kama haya shava, v'nimsa, b'pachos damav, v'nimsa b'pachos damav ha'pachos sheyesh ben ha'malacha harishona ha'chashuva shehaya oso u'ben ha'dul ben ha'dola shehaya osa la'achashias rafa v'gam d'mei bittol ha'dola shu bittol lagamri machmas cholov. Okay, now that's how he reads it, right? Which is a little different than we read it. He says, you think about what the guy used to do, what he's going to do, and what he's mavatal now. He says, v'gam d'mei bittol hadola, like the shoev mayim, shu bittol lagamri machmas cholov. Being mavatal from shoev mayim now, not mavatal from malacha rishona.
So the point is, if you start from what he is, which he sounds like he is saying,
he's a nukav margolius, right. But he's going to be a shoev mayim. The Ramban seems to read the Balamor that when you pay him for that week in the Nezek, you're including the Shoev Mayim, not the Nukiv Margolios. Even though if you read the Lashon of the Balamor, he said that it's Bittol Malacha. He says Mihahi Malacha Shabbatol Mine Shahaya Ragel Ba Mikodom Shiehe Chavol. So he seems to say that it's the Malacha from before, but the way the Ramban reads the actual Sheves, that payment that you make for that week, it's the Sheves of the Shoev Mayim. He says, Shalokhu poches damav mipnei bittol cholov. Because the guy who buys them at that moment is going to lose out for that week. The guy buys them basically as a future Shoev Mayim. He knows he's never going to be a nuke of Margolius again. That's days are done. So he's buying him as a Shoev Mayim. But he's going to lose a week of Shoev Mayim. So he's not going to pay for that week. He's going to say, listen, I'll take him, but I'm going to subtract basically what he could make in a week because he's going to be sitting in my house not working.
Well, I'll do that as a Shomer Kishua.
Well, this is Nezek. So this is Nezek. So this is still Evid Nimka Rishuk. So Shomer Kishua is just the Shevis payment. Hilkach Enu Masidu Klum Acher Deme Yado, Ella Deme Shmiris Kishuyin, Shalokeach Oso Eina Lochu Lishmer Kishuyin. The guy who buys him never buys him to be a Shomer Kishuyin. So this guy is losing out on his Shomer Kishuyin thing for that money he could have made the week. Don't ask me the logic of that. He says, Ima Malacha Acher Shaya Osa, this is Malacha he could do with the other Malacha. Vuhu Yachol Lishmer Achshav, huh?
Sick, he could be the Shomer.
Not when he's sick, but when he's sick, but he could the job that he can't do anything right now, but the job that he's going to do in the future, he'll be able to be a Shomer Kishuyin with that. He would be able to, not with the old job, but with a new job.
I thought we said that he could be the Shomer Mayim.
Yeah, and a Shomer Kishuyin at the same time, but this guy isn't buying him as a Shomer Kishuyin. But,
so he's saying that this is simultaneous business again?
He's explaining the Balamor. The Ramban is explaining the Balamor. And he's saying, like we said, that the only thing that he's learning a little different than when I thought the Balamor was saying it, was that the malacha that he's mevatel from is not the malacha that he used to do, but the malacha that he's going to do, which kind of makes sense. Because when you buy the guy, the argument of the lokeach is going to be, I'm subtracting a week of Shoev Mayim from what I'm buying him for, because he's not going to be ready to work for a week, right? If a guy comes to you and you're going to hire him, and he says, I want my money now, you're going to say, okay, but I'm not paying you for the next week if you're not working. So he subtracts it.
What is he saying? Is he saying you pay him like a Shomer Kishuyin?
Forget Shomer Kishuyin. This is Deme Yado. Shomer Kishuyin is the separate thing. You're paying him, you're paying him for the difference between Nukiv Margolius and Shoev Mayim.
For Nezek or for
Nezek?
Shoev Mayim. But you're not paying him for the Shoev Mayim for the week that he can't work.
Right. Yep. Instead of not paying him instead of subtracting.
What's the stuff that he's saying about the Shomer Kishuyin?
Okay, now he's explaining what the Balamor holds about Shomer Kishuyin, which is the same thing that we said before. Which
you're saying it's a moot point, right? Because if you're paying him like the Shoev Mayim, then who cares about any of that stuff?
He says you still have to pay him as a Shomer Kishuyin also. He says, why? He says, V'hu yachol lomar, achshav, ani batol mi oso malacha harishona, v'nasata li damam b'dmei hayad, aval haisi osa od malacha acheres imah. V'tzarchata liten li demei osu malacha v'nosun lo. He says, I also want to, I could be a shomer kishuin right now. You're just paying me for the week of not being a show of mayim, but I could do two jobs. I could be a shomer kishuin too. So you have to pay him as a shomer kishuin also. He's saying that's what the Balamor is saying.
I mean, you could be a babysitter also. I mean, you could do like 50 things.
Yeah. Yeah. So the question really becomes, then the Balamor is going to go into his own criticism of this and his own take. I don't want to do that tonight. I just want to understand the Balamor. So that's the Ramban's sort of take on the Balamor, which is pretty much what we said. So the question is, what is the Sheves Katana for? That's our question. What is this Sheves Katana for? One way is just kind of, we don't know, it's Xeris Akasav, and you have to, it's some sort of strange penalty. But could there be something else that this Sheves Katana actually does? So the week that you're not working is included in Nezek, because let's say you are a Nuke of Margolius. Simple case, you're a jeweler. And now you're going to be a show of mine, okay? So I come along and I say, listen, that the value that you went down a total lifetime money-making value of $300,000. So first of all, you're going to get paid $300,000 for losing the hand. Done. But the guy who comes to buy you, he's not really going to buy you for the value of the show of Mayim. He's not. He's going to take 1 week's labor off of the price that he's going to pay for you.
You're talking about such a small margin here.
No, it's not. But
1 week out of the guy's life.
But it is. Yes, that's not going to be huge, but it's going to cover a week. It's Sheves. It's going to cover that Sheves. It's not going to be big in terms of the whole value of Nezek, but when you calculate it out, it's 1 week's of work. So it covers the Sheves. That extra amount you're going to get, basically, which is a feature of the guy who is going to buy you saying, he's not working this week, I'm not paying full price for Show of Mayim. I'm paying Show of Mayim minus whatever I would pay a guy for 7 days of work. Boom. So then
You're paying. He's saying, his argument is, I'm not paying for anything. I forget Show of Mayim minus anything. The difference was, the differential for the entire lifespan covers the Nezek, right?
Yeah, well, no, it's part of the Nezek. Built into this also is the fact that he's not going to buy you on a shomer. In other words, if I go to the market, the slave market, and I want to find a new show of Mayim, and I know a show of Mayim is going to go for $250,000 for 30 years of work. Let's just pretend that's not how the market works.
Okay.
This is a euphemism. This is kind of a metaphor in a way. Not a metaphor, but this is kind of a model. Okay, this is a model. So the guy who goes to buy you, though, is not going to pay that price for you if you're not going to be able to work for 2 weeks.
He's going to pay that minus 150, second per year.
Yes.
Okay.
So now built into the Nezek payment is that amount that you lose, because you're losing that also. Evan Nimka Bashuk, you would lose that value too.
Right.
Okay. So that covers your week. So now you have.
So now the question is, what do we use as an instrument? Do we use the Show of Mayim? Do we use
the Bito Malacha? Fine. Okay, fine. That's a separate issue. But no matter what you say, this guy's compensated for the week.
He's compensated for the week, but I'm saying, is the only question whether we contrast his elevated status as a surgeon or carpenter against the Show of Mayim and against the Shomer Kishuin?
The only question is that we've already settled that what we have completed is that no matter what the issue of whether you pay him, whether the weeks off work is a week of being Mevatel, Show of Mayim, or Nuke of Margolius, doesn't matter. The fact is, this guy is that week is covered. He's being compensated for forever plus a week. So he's done. He shouldn't have to get any Sheves.
The difference between the way the two ways of
life. I don't care about that. I just wanted to show. We could do that later if we want. All I care about is understanding what the Shomer Kishuin is compensating. Now that we're
Kishuin is compensating.
Yeah, because now Musaf Od, this guy gets to make this other time. I could have another job. Like, we just went through explaining how basically you're covered for everything in Nezek. You're covered for everything. Even maybe so much, according to the Balamor, that we're paying you at your old job price, even though you're never going to be able to do it again. So how could you want more? We're going to pay you as a Nuke of Margolius, even though you don't have hands anymore. We're going to pay your Nezek forever, plus the weeks off work as Nuke of Margolius. Okay.
So that's what I'm asking. Are we trying to understand the Nuke of Margolius week?
No, we're trying to understand Shomer Kishuin. Because whatever that works out to be, we'll have an explanation. That whatever. I'm not even so curious about that. The question is, what is the Chiddush, what is the Gezeiras HaKasuv teaching us? That you pay him this extra thing based on some fancy he has, that he could have had two jobs, which there's no evidence for. You got, and even Balmor comes out and says, this is a guy who never would have done it.
That's different. He said it wasn't his derech to do that.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean he wouldn't do it.
I know, but it means that he's basically telegraphing that we're not compensating him because we feel like he lost something. It's not that. It's not that we feel like, listen, this guy lost two jobs. We know he didn't lose two jobs.
He had a history of working two jobs.
No.
He had a history of working this elevated job.
Yeah, it's being compensated. Why are we paying? Why are we adding on Shomer Kshun? Gezeiras HaKasuv. So what is the Gezeiras HaKasuv? Now, one way is to say how you said that, listen, he could have done lots of things, he just didn't. So you have to pile it on. That's possible, but not compelling. What, Aaron, what were you going to say?
You're on.
So we only have a few minutes, so I'll tell you what I was thinking. All right. So I'll tell you what I was thinking. All those things are true. I mean, I was trying to understand whether it's possible, whether there was something in Nezek, even included with Shevis Gedola, is there something that's missing? Is there something that he's being compensated for that in the Chemisha Devarim, otherwise, he hasn't been compensated for yet? So I was trying to think, is the Balamor trying to say that by dividing up Shevis Gedola, Shevis Katana, and saying, oh, this guy, we're Mosef Ode, Shomer Keshuin, this guy, you know, also we include this very like sort of, not even menial, this almost, you know, it's a type of malacha that doesn't even require a lot of attention. Doesn't even require a tremendous amount of effort. So we include this compensation on the basis of compensation for the lightest form of labor, which is a mosif, which we add to this. And he finds a reason he could have really done two things. But what is the Gezeiras HaKasuv? What is the tashlum in here for? So I was thinking that, you know, maybe it has to do with the fact that it's true that within Nezek, this guy is compensated for the fact that he's going to miss out on wages from either the Shomer from either the Shoev Mayim or Nuk of Margolius. There's a week where he doesn't have his income. That's a fact. So Nezek compensates him, includes the compensation for that hefsed. Whichever way it works, it's bundled. But the Balamor may be pointing out that there's another form of injury here that's work related. There's another form of chavala, in a sense, that's work related, that there's a compensation for. So I was thinking that, you know, if you ever meet people that are out of work, that have lost jobs. So you see it a lot in geriatrics where people retire and get very depressed. But there is an experience to being out of the labor market. There's an experience to being a working person who is no longer employed, and so that experience itself is something that the mazik is responsible for. Not only is he responsible for the lost wage, the fact that this guy lost $1,000. But now this guy is sitting in bed and he can't even do the most menial thing. He can't even be, for right now, for this week, he can't even be a Shomer Keshuin. He has absolutely nothing to distract himself. He's sitting in bed, literally nothing. So I think what the Balamor may be saying is that the Gezeiras HaKasuv is that there's two types of Sheves. There's the Tashlume Sheves for the Hefsid Mamon, for the fact that the grumma, that the guy can't do his old job. But there's also the Sheves for the fact that the guy has to lie there and do absolutely nothing. Which, that experience itself of being, you know, of being idle for the week, and being a person that we know that, you know, like Freud says, that, you know, the way that people express their humanity is in love and work. That was the famous thing that Freud said. But so we know that it's a fundamental component of human nature, especially, you know, for in this time, certainly for men. So when the guy has to sit and lie in bed all week, when he would have rather been a Shomer Keshuin, even the most meaningless labor, a Shomer Pesach, he would have done anything not to have to sit there and do nothing for a week. So the halacha is, you have to be Mosif owed a Sheves payment for that. Because I'm saying it's two, because they're two different chiyuvim. One is Sheves Gedola is for Hefzed. Sheves Katana is for the week of idleness.
But that's not Sheves.
No. I'm saying the first one, Sheves Gedola, certainly is Sheves.
I thought that was really part of Nezek, right?
I know, but we're compensating the lost wage. They call it Sheves Gedola, right? Nezek is called, the Balamor calls it, and the Gemara calls it Sheves Gedola. So the typical Sheves that you think of, when you think of Sheves, the canonical or conventional Sheves, the compensation for lost wages is built into Nezek. But Sheves Katana, Shomer Keshuin, is not lost wages. We're paying the guy for the fact that he's idle. That is not lost wages. That is the fact that you've rendered him idle for the week, which is its own kind of chavala. If the guy could just be anesthetized or evaporated for the week, then you just have to pay him for hefset. But here, not only did he lose wages, but he had to lie in bed for the week, which is its own form of torture if you've ever done it. So Sheves Katana may be a compensation, the most... It's minimal because it's Shomer Keshuin. It's the compensation for he would have done anything but this.